You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Matt Brown. And joining us down the line is Rodri Phillips, the business editor of The Sun. Rodri, it's good to have you with us today.
Morning.
So we're going to kick things off talking all things Mike Ashley. And of course, he's been a busy boy of late. He's been targeting French Connection, buying 11% share in this company. Now, this has been making a loss for the last 5 years. So why French Connection?
It's an interesting buy, isn't it? I mean, he's got a reputation, hasn't he, for buying companies when they're sort of not doing so well, buying shares in them, and then obviously backing them when they're on the way up. He's done this a couple of times, so I think it's at such a low price that share now, French Connection, that the only way is up really. It's a very meaty chunk he's bought, so he's obviously got a lot of confidence it's going to do well.
And he's also eyeing up Eastern Outfitters. Do you think that would be a good buy?
Potentially. I'm not a company I know a huge amount about, but there's another sort of fashion company that he's bought into. I believe it's called M Fashion with Sir Philip Green. Again, was doing very, very badly, but now seems to be on the up. It's had a good trading update end of last year.
In terms of like PR, is going into business with Philip Green the best of ideas, do you think?
But possibly not. I mean, they both had terrible 2016s, didn't they? Maybe Sir Philip more than Mike Ashley. So maybe not. They are still good friends, though. But that investment was made before they got into all their sort of various troubles. But I think he's had a terrible 2016. He's maybe going to have an average 2017. We should have an update from Sports Direct quite soon. But I think he's busy. He's making moves, and I think he's not just buying shares in other companies. I think he's rearranging Sports Direct, and we're going to see that come back strongly. Not this year, maybe, but certainly in 2018. Mm.
So you think Sports Direct then is perhaps one to watch?
Yeah, I think it is, absolutely. I mean, look at their share price. It's a third of what it was back in early 2014. And as I say, it's bumping along. I think there'll be a very average update for Christmas coming along soon. But he's trying to change it, and I think he's going to be successful. And I think, as I say, it'd be one to watch. And Crispin O'Day, who certainly knows what he's doing and talking about, he recently raised his stake in Sports Direct to 5%. So he obviously really, really rates it. And he sold last year just before the price crashed. So he seems to know the business very well.
Now, Mike Ashley also has a minority share in Debenhams. And that's, we were talking about PR. It hasn't had the best headlines of late because it's been underpaying staff. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a story that we did on Sun City today as our main stories in a lot of papers today. Back in 2015, it underpaid staff, I think about 11,000 staff, by about sort of £10 each. It said it's a technical error, and I sort of believe them, but it's still very embarrassing for what is a huge British company to not pay staff the minimum wage.
You said it's a technical error. The articles I were reading was sort of, you know, they were deducting pay for misdemeanors, that sort of thing. So you think it's technical errors, that's why they're underpaying?
Well, there were lots of, in the story which has come out today, there were lots of companies, I think 350 companies, who underpaid staff, some very small, some very big, like Debenhams. And some of them were deducting pay for Christmas parties, some of them were conducting, sort of taking pay off for Christmas parties, some are taking pay off because they said staff had to buy their own uniforms. So there were various bad excuses from other companies, but Debenhams have come out and said it was a genuine technical error. I for one, maybe tend to believe them, but it still is hugely embarrassing for a FTSE 250 company to underpay staff, pay them less than the minimum wage.
Absolutely. And looking at one of your lead stories now, so the banks are back. It's good news for the banks, is that right?
See, it seems to be, yeah. Some interesting research out from stockbroker AJ Bell yesterday, which says that every year since 2011, the banks have paid out more in fines and compensation than they have paid out in dividends to shareholders. It looks like that is now changing. So we're going to get results next week for the big five banks. And it looks like for the first time since 2011 that they are actually going to pay their shareholders more than they're going to pay the regulators and people they've ripped off. So maybe time for a comeback. I was looking at some of the shares of the big five today. I mean, Barclays and HSBC have done all right in the last year. But Lloyds, RBS have been very flat. So maybe it's time for their shares to perk up in the next few months.
Well, let's finish with Newcastle FC. And Matt, I know you were keen to talk about this.
Yeah, hi, Rodri. Going back to Mike Ashley and obviously the spending going on, he's not too happy with Rafa Benitez at the moment with the number of players that Rafa's brought in and are actually playing. Do you think Mike Ashley is getting too involved in Newcastle with regards to telling Rafa what to do? And could you see, you know, Rafa managing Sports Direct. should he let him get on and do his job? What's your take on that, Rodri?
That's a great idea. Maybe they could swap jobs for a bit and see if Mike Ashley can get Newcastle into the Premier League. Yeah, I mean he's the owner, isn't he? And he pays Rafa's wages and he pays everyone's wages. So I guess he's got a right to dip in. And I sense that he's doing that less now. He did it a lot previous regimes. But there's always going to be that tension, isn't there, between the manager and the owner, and I think that's pretty good to a degree for a football club. But it looks like, as I said, Mike Ashley had a terrible 2016, Newcastle went down, Sports Direct were terrible, Sports Direct may be coming back soon, and Newcastle looking good at the top of the Championship, hopefully back in the Premier League next season.
Super, Rodri, thank you. Rodri Phillips there, the business editor of The Sun.